welcome to Try to Pass the Literature Course. This is a podcast for anyone who loves literature. Hey guys, I'm Alex, producer and host of the first episode of this podcast. I'm a freshman at CCU Foreign Language and Literature Department. I'm with my co-host, Bella.
Hello.
Bella, how about you introduce yourself and this podcast?
Hey guys, I'm Bella. I'm also a student of CCU campus from the same department as Alex. But unlike Alex, I'm an old junior now. Okay, I guess nobody cares, okay? Anyway, welcome to our first episode of Try to Pass Literature Course!
Yay!
So, let me introduce this podcast. Basically, this is a project of a course called Applied Literature in our department. The aim of this course is to apply literature in our life.
So you guys are actually listening to our homework?
Yeah, literally. In this project, we expect to produce 3 episodes of podcasts.
Well, this is our expectation anyway.
Yeah, it's only our expectation. Speaking of literature, actually, literature is closely related to our life. So, I guess it will be fun, right?
Yeah, it will be fun.
I think you're just too optimistic. But seriously, Alex, we don't know what we're going to do for our next episode yet. We're just trying to pass literature course, just like our name of the podcast.
Yeah. But we definitely know what we are going to do for this episode.
Yeah, fortunately.
So, whether you're a literature student, movie or music lover, or just looking for a podcast to listen to, you're sure to learn more about literature when you listen to our podcast.
We are not sure about that.
Well, I'm very sure. To kick off our first episode, we are going to talk about movies, specifically literature adaptation movies.
You mean those style movies adapted from classics, for example like Shakespeare? I think no one gonna understand what Shakespeare is saying in his play, because he always say be loud to be or not to be, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I hope you can understand more by listening to our podcast. So actually, we will talk about his play later on our podcast.
Really? Oh, guys, forgive me. Alex is such a movie nerd.
Well, I guess you can say so, but it'll be fun.
Will it?
Yeah, trust me. Anyway, speaking of being a movie nerd, I haven't watched a movie in the theater for over a month.
Oh, that's quite normal.
Well, though, I do watch Netflix, if that counts.
Yeah, me too. If you want to ask why do I say it's normal, it's because, you know, we're in CCU. And if you know where CCU is, it's a place that has nothing except for pineapple fields. Not to mention, you have to take at least 1 hour to go to Jiayi by bus.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we're all lazy people. If something could be done in the dormitory, for example, like watching a movie, then we'd rather not go out.
Netflix is definitely needed in Zhongzhen.
Yep.
Yeah, let's just be honest. Even before the quarantine has started, we just don't go out.
Speaking of quarantine, I saw there were Harry Potter masks for sale online and they were gone in a flash.
Wow, I didn't heard of that.
Yeah, I guess Harry Potter is a big hit in Taiwan too.
True, Harry Potter is never going old. By the way, have you read Harry Potter before?
Yes, of course. I think I read it back in primary school when I was a librarian.
Oh, were you? You were a librarian? Really?
Yeah. Well, Harry Potter was probably the first novel that I picked up.
Yeah, me too. It was the most popular novel back in the day, so it makes sense.
You know, in fact, it was so popular, so I would make use of my position as a librarian.
Alex,
you know, just to hide the next book on the shelf so that I could borrow it immediately after finishing the one I'm reading.
You shouldn't do that, Alex.
Well, sorry to those of you who didn't get to read Harry Potter before me. I guess I'm not a good librarian.
You're just simply abusing your power.
Perhaps, yeah. But reading through the books, I've always thought the books are better than the movies.
You mean those movies adapted from books?
Yeah, perhaps due to the budget and real world limitations, some part of the novel were left out.
I guess you're partly right. Maybe there's some adaptation movies that can do a better job than books. But movies can give the audience a completely different sensual experience that books can give.
That's true. Let me give you an example. Have you heard of Shining by Stephen King?
I know that movie, but I haven't watched it before. In Chinese, it's called Shining or Guidian, right?
Yeah. The novel itself is very scary already, but the movie just elevates it to another level. There were many iconic scenes from the movie, such as the hallway slowly filling with blood.
It sounds scary.
Yes, it's definitely scary. You know the twin sister and the Here's Johnny scene?
Yeah, I know that famous scene. A scary guy holding an axe, trying to chop the girl by the door, I remember. And it has already become a hot gif.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Me too.
So, this is a successful example of creative freedom.
Creative freedom? What do you mean by creative freedom?
Creative freedom is when a producer can put his or her original ideas in the script, which extends from source.
Oh, okay, I got it. Basically, you mean creative freedom gives a producer spaces to alter the original story in order to better fit the different circumstances?
Yeah, we talked about successful examples. Let me give you a failed example.
Failed example you're sharing?
Well, you gotta have the good ones and the bad ones to tell the good one from the bad ones.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
So for students who study Western literature courses, you might have heard of Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift.
Yeah, of course. It's called Ge Lie Fo You Ji in Chinese. If you remember, it is a household fable that most of us will read when we were little. The story is talking about a man accidentally flown to Lilliput, Xiao Ren Guo, because of a fierce storm on the sea.
For the movie adaptation that screened in 2010, it is loosely based on the novel.
Loosely based on?
Yeah, very loosely based on the novel, where the protagonist fell in the real-world Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle. It's 百慕达三角洲.
Yes, and ended up in Lilliput. Well, let's just say the director took some liberties and showed a shallow effort just...
Shallow effort?
Yeah, very shallow effort. Because he just wanted to capitalize on the name of the book.
You sound so resentful when you're saying that.
Yes, you can say that. Because the movie features a handful of poop jokes.
Poop jokes?
Yes, giant robots. And the humor overall is just very juvenile.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm telling the truth. The original novel has much deeper meaning. It discusses the corruption of the government and the hardship of its citizens.
So you mean the adaptation movie is for kids and the original work is much more profound? I guess it's a sarcastic literature?
Yes, that's definitely what happened.
I think the reason why the adaptation movie has failed is because it simply makes use of the setting of the story, but it just doesn't cultivate a suitable and deeper adaptation for modern background.
Yeah, that's true. If only they could take more time in developing the plot and cast a modern day setting, that would have made an amazing film.
You have to remember that. At the same time, it will mean tons of work.
Well, personally, I'm not a big fan of Jack Black.
So you just hate this movie because of him?
Maybe, but in my opinion, it would not make a big difference either way.
You just offended his fandom.
Well, sorry if I offended any of you. Well, as I was saying, putting classic text into a modern day setting can be more convincing. Let's take Shakespeare's play as an example.
Here you come!
Well, Shakespeare's play was set in his own period of time.
Around Renaissance age, I think.
Yeah, around that time. The 16th century, to be exact, where customs has and social etiquette are far more strict and limiting.
Yeah, that's true.
But if we adapted it into modern times, the audience might have a hard time to understand the interactions between the characters.
Well, but don't you think that some of the adapted movies were purposely adapted for making a historical film, which can completely resemble the original work?
Yes, but then it would be a different story. Today, I want to focus on a specific adapted movie from Shakespeare's play.
Okay, what it is?
Well, you have a guess. I'll give you a hint. There aren't any actors in the film.
What do you mean by that? How can a movie be a movie without any actors?
Well, technically speaking, they are voice actors.
Oh, so it's an animated.
We're getting closer. It's a cultural classic.
A cultural classic? You're not helping. I just don't have any clues. Just say it.
Well, The Lion King.
Oh, Lion King.
Yeah.
How come?
Well, I'm not talking about the remake in 2019. I'm talking about the original 1994 movie.
Wow, that's quite old.
Well, how could you not know about it? It's the best film ever.
Literally, nobody knows about that, okay?
Maybe, but you know, Lion King was actually adapted from Hamlet.
From Hamlet? Oh, so now it makes sense. I can kind of relate from the plots and I can understand now.
Well, now you understand. Can you guess which character is which from Lion King and Hamlet?
Yeah, it's quite easy. Simba was related to the prince, Hamlet of course, and Scar was related to the bad uncle in the play.
Yeah, you got it right.
Let me tell you a secret. Actually, when I was 5 or 6, I always thought Simba was the female.
Oh, me too! I thought I was the only one.
You're not the only one now.
You know, when Simba grew up and became the Lion King, I was totally shocked.
Yeah, me too.
This movie screened in 1994, where most of us weren't even born yet.
That's pretty old, as we said.
Yeah, but any of us still remember the movie? This is an adaptation that makes literature appealing to the younger generations.
That's true. I think we need more adaptation movies like this. It can help more people understand those difficult literature works.
Well, that's true. By no means literature is dull, but I think no child would sit through a 2-hour lecture on Hamlet. You know, turning it into an animation film captures the essence of the story without the boring lines.
I think you cannot say the original play is boring, but you have to know that that's quite old now, so the language in the play is difficult for a child.
Yeah, the language is certainly very difficult, even a little bit difficult for us too. Do you think so?
I can agree with that. I think it can also evoke one's interest in literature. Children may be motivated by the movie and have the will to read the
admit I'm one of them. You know, apart from my position as a librarian, I'm a big fan of Disney movies too. So this really motivated me to read more literature.
It doesn't happen to me. Their theme song is really catchy though. I can never forget their theme song.
Yeah, me too. Well, nonetheless, Lion King is an important movie to me. I always liked the arc of Simba and Nala and her supporting role.
What do you mean by supporting role?
Well, supporting role can have two different definitions. One is regarding those minor characters beside the leading characters. Another is suggesting the characters that support the protagonist to achieve his goal.
I got it, but I believe there are other meanings to this term nowadays, right? Regarding to the rising of women rights.
Oh, inspire me.
In the past, you know, women weren't the supporting role, as you said, of a family, where husband works to earn the family's living. The wife takes care of the family and the kids. Their roles can be reversed now, as more women are capable of earning the family's living too. Women can support their family in other ways, rather than being an angel in the house.
Oh, that's true. Do you know these ideas can be traced back to the literature? There is a piece that was adapted into TV shows, movies, short films, you name it. Can you guess what it is?
A hint? There's a lot of literature about women's rights.
Well, the writer is a she. She was born in the 18th century and died in the 19th century.
Are her works related to modern romance?
Yes, but more towards the struggle of women.
I think I know it. It's Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, right?
Yeah, bingo! Finally!
Yeah. I think I have watched the movie, but not the novel.
Well, you should try the book too. It's equally amazing. Well, by the way, which movie are you talking about?
You mean which adaptation it is?
Yeah.
Saying the virgin played by Keira Knightley. She's stunning, you know?
I know, right? She's the perfect Elizabeth Bennet for me.
Yeah, she fits the character so well.
This is a good example of sticking to the original source. Sometimes it's just better to stick with the original material because the plot is good.
What are you talking about? Can you define it?
Well, Jane Austen depicts the struggle of women and class division in the late 18th century elaborately because she experienced it herself.
Yeah, the setting doesn't suit modern society though. If the director sets the movie on the modern world, the story will be outdated and even against the concept of a new woman. Surely, it will be slashed by feminists as well.
It's true. Another point to add to that is that adaptation will be a replication of the unjust world in the past, which in turn can help us to see how far we've come.
Yes, speaking of how far we've come, our podcast today is coming to an end. I know our movie nerd producer Alex still have a lot to share, but I'm afraid we have to stop now.
Well, I still have a lot of things to share, but before I have to shut my mouth, I just want to recap on what we have discussed today. You know, there are a lot of literature adapted movies, not all of them are great, but after this episode, I hope you guys can tell a good adaptation from a bad one.
True. Besides, that's all different stories, and for different reasons, the adaptation may choose to stick to the original play, or cancel some scenes, or just adapt it from head to toe. So I hope you can get something out of it.
Yep, I think we all got something out of this. If you are listening and you like this podcast, please follow us on Spotify.
How to pass the literature course.
Instagram at THE_LITASSO.
And like our Facebook page,
The Literature Association.
Other than podcasts, we will regularly host movie screenings.
screened The Shining last Halloween. Spooky. And for those who are interested in the Literature Association, we are going to publish a magazine.
The topic of the magazine is pop art, so welcome to send your words to appliedliteraturecu@gmail.com.
Special thanks to our professor Dr. Hill,
who has been very supportive to our project.
Classmates in the Applied Literature class.
And all of you for your hard work.
And the members of the Literature Association.
As basically is the end of our podcast, if there's still anyone listening.
Well, I'm very sure there still are.
Till next time.
Bye.